In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we are celebrating the day of memory of the protection of the Mother of God. The event happened in Constantinople at one time, at 4 o'clock in the morning. Saint Andrew, the fool for Christ, and his pupil, they saw how the Mother of God appeared in a church, Vakhirinske church, cathedral, with multitude of people being there. It was all night vigil, and they were there because there was all kinds of terrible things were happening at that time. And the storms and the attacks of the enemy to the city and all kinds of terrible things and earthquakes, and the people thought it was coming to the end, and also the ancestors of the Russian ancestors were attacking the city with lots of boats, my beloved. And so they came to church. Who came to church? Only the faithful. No, not only the faithful came to church. The sinners and those who were leading a good life and those who weren't even much, didn't have much faith, but they just went to get away from the fears that they had. And look what the Mother of God did. She had went into the church and prayed to the Lord, and she had put under her amaphore, and she had put all the people that were in the church, the good one and the bad ones, and she had embraced everyone and put them under her protection. And of course she made it such a way that the storm chased away the invaders that came, my beloved. But what kind of prayer she said? She said a prayer to the Lord, to God, who says, Heavenly King, and cried out to her with tears, and she had cried out and said that please accept and listen to everyone that addresses you and calls out to you, and may remember even me in the prayers, and please fulfill their wishes for the salvation. She is absolutely acted as a mother that loves her children. We're all her children, you know. In one of the places, and I think Provok said there is somebody is talking about how a mother loves her children. Well, a mother, no matter how many children she has, if one of them goes bad, and then the mother is suffering. When she loses a child, she's suffering, and she says, what's the difference if I get one finger cut off from my hand? If my one finger is cut off, it's going to hurt me as much as another finger would be cut off. So this is the love that the Mother of God has for all of us. Our mothers that here on earth, they have only their own family they think about, but for the Mother of God and the whole world and all the people there are her own children, and she is truly is shedding tears for everyone that's straying away from her Son and our God. The Mother of God wants our salvation. She wants our salvation, and she had brought the greatest sinners she brought to the Lord. As you know, everyone knows the life story of Saint Mary of Egypt, how she was a great sinner, and even the Lord had showed that he didn't have any more patience with her when she wanted to approach the cross of the Lord to venerate and come in the church. He would not allow her to come in. But when she noticed the icon of the Mother of God, all she did is cry out to the Mother of God, asking for her to intervene and to allow her to come in to the church. And what happened? Immediately, through the prayer of Mother of God, the Lord allowed her to come and venerate the icon. And what happened? After that, immediately she went, and she went towards the Jordan, and there in the church of St. John the Baptist, she had went to confession and communion. And even though the canonical law says that for living the way she had done, she should be not allowed to have communion for 20 years or more because of her life style, but the church always made a canamia, and she received communion and went across the River Jordan, and there, as you know, for many, many years she struggled and became a saint, and was able to, as you know, in her life, all of it because of the intervention of Mother of God, because Mother of God helped her to come in to her senses and to come to the Lord. And there's many examples of that, is where the Mother of God would help people to come to their senses and to come towards the Lord. And the Lord is willing to embrace everybody. There's no one in the world, no matter what terrible sins they have committed in this world, the Lord is willing to embrace every one of them, if they're willing to come with repentance. But you know what ingredients we need to have repentance. Of course, we have to have that humility. We have to cut off our pride. And we have to bow down before the Lord and say, I am truly, truly sorry for what I have done in my life. Please forgive me and give me this strength. Give me your grace so that I can improve and change my life so that I will be able to be pleasing you instead of me. Amen.